Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear. The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Wait, what is that right there? Wait, that's his dick? Wait, no, that's his dick right there. This part? That's his what the fuck is that? That does not look like a fucking dick. That's a dick pic that he sent you? Shut the fuck. What? That doesn't, it looks like a fucking pipe wrench or, I don't know, like some scaffolding and some molding. Like, what the hell? Why would you ever send that as your dick pic? The year was 2009, and this guy had just messaged me on Grindr and wanted me to come over to his place to suck his dick before he went to the office. And, you know, I was on my way to work as well. The timing just fit perfectly. I thought, you know what? Why not? So I showed up to the guy's place. I walked into his house, and he proceeded to drop his pants and told me to get on my knees. And then he whipped out a camera. And you guys, this was 2009, so it wasn't like a phone. I'm talking about like an actual camera. You know those things that you actually used to press buttons with and you take to the like drugstore and then you develop the film? Yeah, one of those. I know the kids don't know what that shit means, but at any rate, he had a camera. And he very politely asked me if he wouldn't mind if he took photos of me sucking his dick. And in the moment, I didn't really want him to, but I really just kind of wanted to get it done and over with and whatever, why not? He assured me that it would only be for his own masturbatory purposes and he wouldn't share the photos. Great, perfect, fine, let's do it. He took several photos and I got him off and went on my way to work that day. Fast forward like 6 years later and I'm happily married, quote unquote, because we all know my marriage ended in divorce. But I remember sitting next to my then husband. We were just laying in bed watching TV and we were both scrolling through Tumblr. Yes, again, I know the kids don't know what Tumblr is because, you know, they shot themselves in the foot by getting rid of porn. So nobody has a Tumblr anymore. Nobody even knows what Tumblr is. Just Google it. Tumblr. And one day I was just scrolling through and I had a lot of porn and there was some other stuff there too. But as I sat there next to my then husband and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled, to my complete total shock, I found those photos from all those years ago just on a random somebody's blog posting on Tumblr for all to see. It was open. It was public. I had completely even forgot about that moment. What the actual fuck? So how many of your nudes do you think are floating around in the internet out there somewhere? So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill. And let's explore the entire notion of what it means when that guy says, send me your nudes, and you have no idea where they'll end up one day. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ plus community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loudmouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here, and welcome back to the show that really just is the most unsolicited and surprising dick pic that you received in the middle of a business meeting. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, we explore the entire notion of what it means to have the proper nude etiquette. You guys, there is do's and don'ts in the world of sending and receiving nudes. And I know that some of you are just in the moment and like maybe you're just trying to get like in that guy's pants and you want that guy to come over to fuck. And so you just make a rational decision and just take your phone out and shoot it right then and there, exactly how it is, where it is, whatever lighting, whatever background, whatever. No, you are probably taking your nudes completely wrong. And I'm about to tell you all the reasons how you are, what you should correct, and how you should send your nudes to others in the future. And you will be thanking me by the end of this week's expose. And this week on the Your Gay Expose segment, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, and asked the question, based on your experience sending and receiving nudes, what advice would you give to those taking these said nudes, and explain? And you guys, the answers this week are pretty fucking crazy, I must say. But first, before we actually realize that that guy wants us to come over right now and fuck, but he doesn't want you to come over until he sees your ass pic first. And then you go to the bathroom, you drop your pants and realize that you might need to shave a little bit and you have like imprint from your underwear from all day. That can't be flattering, right? And what is that? Like, is that a new pimple? And just, it's just bad timing, period. First, let's hop into this week's re-expose. Welcome to this week's re-expose, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, ugh, oh, fuck God. What the actual fuck was I, why did I, oh my God, what a fucking goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-expose. Okay, you guys, check it out. And you know, I don't know why I'm fucking surprised. I owe all of you a little bit of a thank you, but also kind of a little bit of a middle finger. Okay, listen, on social media, I took to both video and postings where I openly disclosed that my official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, on World AIDS Day, which was December 1st of this month, 100% of all the proceeds of all the pieces purchased for every single piece purchased on the line itself, 100% of the proceeds would be donated to my AIDS life cycle journey, just for that one day, that 24-hour time frame. Like, if you purchased on December the 1st, no, not one dime went into my pocket. And I have to say, like, record-breaking sales, you guys. And you know what? Thank you so much from the bottom of my gay little black heart for supporting something so incredible, so amazing, and just caring enough to buy, to donate to an incredible cause. But also, fuck you. And why the fuck don't you buy that much when all the proceeds are going to me and my business? All right, fine. I get it. Listen, I can't be mad at you for making a purchase that goes to an incredible organization. So I'm not mad, but I'm not happy, but I'm not mad. But by all means, go to Bossy Power Bottom. Where? At RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. And buy a piece so that I can thrive financially. Or I can actually just reinvest back into my fucking business, because that's pretty much all I'm doing at this point anyway. But at any rate, let's segue into the better part of this conversation that we need to have here in this moment. Donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. Links in this week's show notes, links in all of my social media bios, links in every single one of my websites, no matter what. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. And speaking of AIDS life cycle, you guys, I don't know if you've been listening along the last couple of weeks. According to my numbers, you have. So then at that rate, you would know that I interviewed Christian Mercer Hall recently, a few episodes back, the founder and CEO of Positive Plus One, which is basically a social app that empowers the HIV community. It's meant for people who are living with HIV. It's meant for people who are like have some sort of affiliation with those that are living with HIV, aka dating somebody maybe who has HIV and they're negative, or, you know, people who work in the medical realm, or just people who consider themselves to be HIV advocates, like myself. But you guys, I have to say, I'm so impressed with this format. I'm so impressed with this app. And I just had a meeting with the CEO, Christian, and his director of communications. And we're trying to figure out a way for me to get this word out at AIDS Life Cycle this year. And there's a couple of ideas we have. We're kind of trying to get the ball rolling. I'm about to meet up with the AIDS Life Cycle people about it. It's super fucking exciting. But listen, I say all that to say it is an incredible app. And it's very rare that I wholeheartedly endorse something that doesn't directly benefit me personally. Listen, positiveplusone.com. Check it out now. It's amazing. It's incredible. And I'll see all of you there. Positiveplusone.com. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation, that just so happens to have a, what is that that he just sent? Is that actually a dick? Themed undertone. First, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. Based on your experience sending and receiving nudes, what advice would you give to those taking these said nudes? And explain. So let's get some of those responses now. Michael says, angles, angles, angles. We all have bad angles and we all have good angles. So figure it out. Oh, yes, we'll definitely be talking about the angles this week. Steven says, don't ask unless you're willing to give your own as well. Joe says, no matter what, close-ups are not flattering. People respond better to context. I don't want to just see your shaft or your head. Let's see what you've got around the hardware. Honestly, it annoys me and grosses me out the more people on Grindr and Sniffles. Wait, hold on, pause. What the fuck is Sniffles? Is that a thing? Hold on, I am Googling that shit right the fuck now. Sniffles? Do you guys know what Sniffles is? Hold on. Sniffles app. I'm really just sort of hoping that, you know, it was an autocorrect situation. Nope, it's an actual app. It looks as though it is one of those same Grindr-style GPS apps. Okay, well, thank you, Joe, for introducing me to Sniffles. Oh, fuck God. Okay, he continues. I can steal a dick pic from Google and just send it. Anyone could. Show me more if you really want it. And that's very well said. Sniffles. What the fuck? Matthew says, don't do it. Okay, so you guys, Matthew is like that one friend that's like my gay voice of reason. So as you can imagine, every single fucking thing that I do in my life, whenever he and I catch up, he's always telling me not to do what I'm doing. I mean, we always need that friend that kind of keeps us grounded, right? But I mean, I'm still going to send my fucking nudes, even though Matthew tells me not to. And many, many other things. But I still need that fucking friend to sometimes, like, bust my balls. Clint says, I treat it like how Judge Judy describes loaning or giving money to a friend. You give it to them with no expectation of payback, or just don't do it. Basically, the moment you hit send, you forego any expectation of privacy. My straight brother Ryan says as follows. If you're going to take nudes, let alone send them, be okay with anyone seeing them. Once the pic is taken, it has the chance to reach anyone, including your parents, your siblings, and your kids. So if you take them, you have no place to bitch if someone you don't want to see them does. Even if you delete them, they go to the cloud. People who do this, including celebrities, piss me the fuck off because actions have consequences. Just because you don't send it to the world, that doesn't mean that somebody isn't going to hack your iCloud and put it online. But if you don't care, have fun. Dorinda says, don't do it. Maya says, just don't. Casey says, don't send them. Lori says, don't do it. Well, so it sounds like all the girls are on the same page in regards to them all not wanting anyone to ever do it. And Matthew. Yeah, that tracks. Daniel says, well, first he just sent me a clip of the Schitt's Creek Moira Rose tries to find her nudes from 2016. Which, by the way, I can totally identify with. It's like, I don't really want my nudes to, like, leak out there. But at the same time, how do I, like, leak my own nudes out there? But Daniel continues. Better for you to post them so at least you can manage your own online naked pics so that someone else doesn't. Good advice. Curtis says, good lighting and no butthole pics. Okay, so I know this is a really weird thing, but truth be told, I actually really enjoy a good butthole pic. Baby, spread those cheeks wide. Yes, I want to see what I'm about to eat, right? Coming from the most prestigious bossy power bottom out there. I know, right? Kyle says, oh God, this is so much. Okay, here we go. First two things, clean the lens of your camera and clean your goddamn mirror for fuck's sake. Amen. Oh God. Okay, Kyle continues. Less important, but still important, is good lighting. Definitely want to see what's going on. Flash can be bad. It produces a super bright and oftentimes cold light scape. A nice, bright, warm light from as many directions as possible is best. Lastly, take several shots from several angles. Some will turn out meh, but if you're lucky, you'll catch one or two out of the 10. Unless you're fucking Tom Holland, and it really doesn't matter what angle or what pick you send. I have no comment. Jesse says, pay more attention on what it is that I'm looking at in the background. Oh my God, don't you worry. We'll be tackling that specifically in a lot more detail in this week's expose. Sean says, everything should be fine. Send away. Unless you plan on running for public office one day. Josh says, I don't want to see your nudes. Unless you're being penetrated or you're penetrating someone else. I don't want G-rated shit of you sitting on the couch holding your cock. I want to see that raw, nasty, real, raunchy shit. I have so many questions about this. Victor says, collect one photo and ask for another. If they say they don't have any more, then that means the photo is very old. What? It sounds like you've been on this train just a little bit too long now. I think it's time to hop off. Daryl says, I so wouldn't do that. But if I did, a nice profile body shot with a jock strap, a nice ass, or a cocky look with a big dick in hand. It's always hot to see spread cheeks dripping with loads. He literally puts the word load and then parentheses S. Implying multiple loads. You guys, Daryl's really attracted to cum dumps, if that wasn't clear. Oh my God. Okay, he continues. I would have the guy who just made the deposit take the pic. Are you guys eating in this moment? Kevin says, make sure that when anyone tells you to take a photo of yourself naked with a piece of paper and the date on it, that you make sure that the date is actually incorrect. Just to make sure they're paying attention. And as usual, all of these answers are just one big giant cluster fuck of really just all over the place. And honestly, really good advice from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. Although I will say we have a lot more to tackle than just those answers alone. Some of you hit some of the topics that I'm about to cover this week, but some of you didn't even get remotely close to what we're about to discuss in regards to nude etiquette this week. So if you didn't get your answer read, don't worry. Just continue to follow on Instagram at exposingmygay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And now, let's get my gay expose, and you'll find out exactly what it is when I say, send your nude, but you have to send it in the right way. All right, you guys, listen. I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. All right, you guys, so listen, I know that if you consider yourself to be a gay man, you're very well versed on the art of sending and receiving nudes. But did you know that you could possibly be doing it wrong? Did you know that? Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you the proper etiquette in regards to sending nudes the right way. Yes, there is a wrong way to send nudes, and there are so many different ways that these nudes being sent can be wrong. In fact, if there was an etiquette book out there in regard to sending nudes, I probably should be the author. In fact, I should probably fucking come up with that on my own. I should probably write that shit because there are so many little details that I feel people miss, especially if you're a top. Don't come for me, but listen, we all know tops are bad at the little details. Stereotypically, they're bad at the little details. Look, there was a meme a couple years ago that was out that, I'm going to like say this wrong, I think, but basically it was like something along the lines of like when the top says he can host, and then it's just like a photo of a bedroom. It's like a mattress on the floor, and there's like 2 beer cans on the floor, and there's a TV on the floor, and there's like no furniture, and it's like, it looks like a sleeping bag on the bed. Yeah, that's what we think of when we see all of your hot jock top nudes. Think about that for a moment. Are you paying attention to the details before you send that dick pic? Chances are you're probably not. And chances are if you are, there might be some things that you're missing. So fortunately for you, I'm here to help you out on that nude sending journey. So let me just go over some of the things that I feel we need to all pay attention to more. Number one, angles. Angles are key, especially with dick pics. I mean, listen, you always need to get the proper angle on an ass, especially if the ass is big, voluptuous, and juicy, like mine is. But my ass definitely has bad angles too. You just have to get the proper arch, the proper position nailed down in order to like master that nude sending ass pick. Listen, if I had a dime for how many fucking times I'm like on my bed, my shoulders holding my whole body up, I'm arched in like a half semicircle. My arm is all the way up holding the phone. My ass is perked out, but I can't tell if my ass is perked out enough. And I'm trying to take that photo. And then like, you know, one of my friends walks in and I'm just in that awkward position. That is the proper way to get your angles down. It's an awkward process, but listen, the payoff is fucking worth it. But in regards to dick pics, listen, every dick looks different, right? So some dicks are juicier at the base. Some dicks are juicier in the middle. Some dicks are juicier at the head, which those are my favorite, just for the record. But you have to get the proper angle. I'm so sick of seeing the same stereotypical guy laying on his back, doesn't even have his underwear fully off. You could see it like hanging out around his ankles. Sometimes even his pants are still around his ankles too. And he's holding his dick at the base with his hand. And that is just from above. That's the photo. That's the stereotypical hot jock top dick pic. No, we're so sick of it, you guys. That's like basic AF. Like, we want to see some personality. We want to see some artistic prowess. We need more in a dick pic. So figure it out. Find your angle. Listen, we all have a good angle in regards to taking like family photos and shit, right? Like, I mean, all the time, constantly when I'm taking a photo with any other individual, like we'll start to pose, then I'll realize I'm on the wrong side. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I have to be on this side. This is my right side. Yeah, do that for your dick too. Do it for your dick too. So, you know, a lot of people out there get really annoyed with guys who just like bomb them with, you know, a bunch of nudes or dick pics, like out of nowhere, like not even saying hello on Grindr. It's just like boom, 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 dick, 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 ass, like just boom, boom, boom. A lot of people get really annoyed with that. I mean, there's people out there who have profiles that say like circle line nudes or no nudes, don't send nudes, not looking for nudes, whatever. I would be willing to argue that I actually prefer when people bombard me like that. Listen, the less talking that I have to do, the less texting back and forth I have to do, the better. Let's just get to the part where we all want to see what we want to see, right? I want to check out your shit so I know if I'm coming over so that you can fuck me. Or if you want to check out my shit, I'll send it your way too. What's wrong with the bomb? Like bombing of all the photos, like boom, 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 boom. Like, I love it. I eat it up. There was one time, however, because there's a time and a place. Let's just keep it real. I was running late for work. I was like, fuck, like I just had a rough morning and I ended up like missing the bus that I normally take to work. So I ended up having to catch the one that was directly behind it. But that bus specifically was a lot more full and packed because, you know, it was heading in the downtown direction. People were going to the financial district to start their office shit. And it's that part of the day where the buses are just a lot more full. So I remember getting on the bus. I remember like it was like shoulder to shoulder, like packed, like not one more person could fit on that fucking bus. And stupidly, my phone basically went off in my pocket. And I just looked at my phone, pulled it out of my pocket, looked at my phone, my face opened it, and there it was. Boom, dick pic. I had been looking at Grindr before I locked my phone and didn't get out of the app because I was running late. So what ended up happening was I opened my phone and this huge giant uncut dick presented itself on my phone and like 15 people behind me saw this person's dick. Let's just say it was like not the best ride to work because I had like 7 or 8 more stops. Yeah, it was pretty fucking awkward. It was one of those moments, indeed. And okay, so let's talk about for a moment lighting. Lighting is everything. I cannot believe sometimes when I receive a dick pic where I see what looks like a dick, but it's so dark in the photo, I can't tell if it's a dick or a leg. Listen, I need to be able to differentiate if that's your dick or that's your leg. And there's so much dark in the photo that I just can't tell. Because if the part that is actually your leg is your dick, then I'm coming over right now. So just get the lighting in check so that we don't make any of those terrible mistakes. Nobody wants to go over to a Hot Jock Tops place expecting like a 10.5-inch dick when maybe he's not quite packing that much because, wait, it was his leg. Then we've got grooming. I can't believe that I even have to talk about this when we talk about sending nudes or that this is something that you should not send if it is your nude. Grooming. Listen, I get it. Some people like the natural look. We all get a little tired of having to trim every once in a while, right? Sometimes we do let it grow out a little bit. But if you're gonna send a fucking nude, make sure that the bush isn't so puffy and poofy that it looks like one big tree stalk in the middle of a big field. And sometimes the pubic hair is bigger than the dick. That's how fucking bushy it is. Come on, you guys. Just get the grooming shit together. I can't believe in 2023 that we have to have this conversation about sending a dick pic with bad grooming habits. All right, so old nudes. Listen, I go to Sacramento often. I was born and raised there. My son still lives there. I go visit him often. The thing is whenever I do go to Sacramento, obviously, I get on Grindr because I'm in a new part of town. Nobody really knows who I am there because I haven't lived there for 8 years. And when I did live there, I was on Grindr a lot. Trust me, a lot. And I had my fair share of fun when I did live in Sacramento. But 8 years later, I'm living in San Francisco, go back for a visit. And if you send me nudes and I don't even recognize the photo of who you are on your profile photo, but then you send me a dick that I recognized from 8 years ago, no. Update your fucking nudes regularly. Listen, it's the same thing with profile photos on like fucking Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media outlet out there. Like if you have the same photo from like 2001, update that shit. You don't look like that anymore, and neither does your dick. Oh, it's so funny because it's so true. People actually still do that shit. It's unreal to me. Okay, so we've got this thing that has been sort of fixed a little bit, but it's still a little bit of a problem. And it's people who actually try to collect other people's nudes. Now, obviously now with albums, most of the apps have made it so that you can't screenshot shit anymore, but there's still ways that you can screenshot stuff if you don't send it in an album, right? So first of all, why are you sending it outside an album? You must really not care. But also, there was a situation where I, years ago, had met a friend. We met on Grindr. We hooked up several times. Like, I think we had sex probably like 10 times. And then we really liked each other personality-wise. And so I think the sex just kind of tapered off and we just became really good friends. And so what ended up happening was like about a year after all of that sex stuff ended with him and we were just friends, I started chatting with this guy randomly on Grindr, and then it got to the place where we started to exchange nudes, and I saw a dick that I had seen before. And it was my friend's dick. It was the initial dick pic that he had enticed me in years before. And this guy was trying to pass that off as his own. First of all, I've seen the dick. I became very well acquainted with it, so I know that's not your dick. Second of all, that's a very distinct comforter that I've had sex on multiple times, and it was not yours. It's just not your photo. So for those of you out there who think it's okay to recycle other people's nudes because you might be insecure about your own, just fuck all the way off and just stop. Just stop. Oh, God. Okay, so fingernails, hygiene. Listen, if you're holding your dick at the base like we talked about at the beginning, and I see dirty fucking fingernails, no, I'm not coming over, because chances are you're probably not cleaning in between your foreskin either, right? Like, that's the message that I receive. Literally, clip your nails or get in the shower. Or bite your nails, for fuck's sake. Do whatever you need to do to get that dirt and dinge out of that photo completely and entirely. It surprises me even to this day how many guys will send nudes and you can see their fucking dirt under their fingernails. Again, I want to play devil's advocate here and say that it's probably mostly tops. But you never know. You never fucking know. No. Penetration nudes. Penetration nudes. Not just nudes of the guy, but actual nudes. Photos of themselves being penetrated or penetrating other guys. Yes. Yes, this is what we want. We want the penetration nudes. Yes. I bet you thought I was going to say no, right? No, we want this shit. In fact, you know what? Give me orgy nudes. We want all the sexual nudes. That shit. You know, I have heard in some situations that people are turned off by this because it comes off a little like hoey. In other words, like maybe if you're trying to get at a guy, you think that like because they're sending you penetration nudes, that means they get around just a little more than you want. And maybe you don't feel like getting an STD tonight, that kind of thing. Listen, I'm here to tell you, penetration nudes sell me every single fucking time. I want it all the way to the base. I want shit. Give me videos if you want. Like, give me a fucking video. Yes, please. Penetration nudes are key. All right, you guys, listen. There's an issue that has been plaguing gay society for far too long now. And I really feel it's up to me to let everybody out there know that it is not okay to send me a very sexy, hot, full body nude in the bathroom mirror or the gym mirror, etc., whatever. You know, it's always the same thing. The pecs are on point. The abs are just beautiful and delicious. Like, you could lick like fucking whipped cream off of them. Their little like lats are popping out of the back. Their dick is huge. It's just the perfect and most pristine photo. But there's one fucking problem. What do you think it is? Don't send me a fucking full body nude with toothpaste spit on the mirror. No, no, you guys, it blows my mind that even to this day, people don't fucking see this shit. I don't understand. How can you not see that toothpaste spit on the mirror? Like, it just, I can't. But you, more often than not, this scenario, almost always toothpaste spit, literally all over the fucking mirror. I'm so distracted by your toothpaste spit, I'm not paying any attention to how delicious your body is, how big your dick is, none of it. It's over before it even starts. Windex your fucking mirror. Period. It's so fucking annoying. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. All right, so here's the thing. Lighting, angles, etc. Like, listen, look at your fucking nude. Just, like, proof your fucking nude before you send it. Some people, again, I feel like this is the tops out there. If you're offended, I apologize. That's not the intention here. But, like, snapping it and sending it right away? No. Stop. You don't know what it actually fucking fully looks like. Or you may be in the moment of trying to like get your dick hard to like send the nude. But what you missed was many of these things that I've just listed. Like here before you. Proof your fucking nude before you see it. If that means you have to go out of the Grindr app and just go to your photo app and take a photo and put it through Photoshop, then baby, that's what you fucking need to do. It's not that hard. Everybody has the ability to use Photoshop. It's a free app. Sometimes you need to highlight some stuff. Sometimes you need to take the little Band-Aid section and get rid of some wrinkles and some veins, etc. Do whatever you need to do. This is actually really good for the ass, especially for those of us who have bigger asses. You know, it's been a long day. And, you know, maybe our ass cheeks are rubbing up against each other on the inner part of the ass cheeks because, you know, your underwear is very tight and it pops your ass, like in your jeans, just a little bit better when you wear those tight briefs, right? But what that means sometimes is your cheeks get pushed together and sometimes they rub. And sometimes there's a little bit of like a visual. This is coming from a ginger who is so pale and probably has these problems. Some of you out there may not have these same problems, but trust and believe, I notice that shit in an ass pic. So make sure you Photoshop that shit out. I can't stress again how important it is to make sure that there isn't anything in the background of your nude. Listen, if you got to go up to a blank white wall and take your fucking dick pic up against a blank white wall, baby, that's what you better do. I don't want to see piles of laundry. I don't want to see fucking beer cans on the floor. I don't want to see other like bad furniture. I don't want to see any of this shit in your nude. Like, no, no. I don't want to see background bullshit. Like stuff that doesn't belong. It's like, why are you taking a picture of your dick in front of like your closet full of clothes? Like, I just, there are so many things that people need to just fix about like that shit. Like, I just, the fact that that doesn't cross your mind, I just, it, I again, maybe this is a bottom thing. I really don't know. But like, why? Why is there a pile of laundry that's clearly dirty? That's a turn off. We don't want to see that shit at all. It's like, again, like you hang your beautiful TV up on the wall because it's supposed to look elegant and pristine and gorgeous and everything you wanted and more. But then you've got the fucking cords, the cords that are coming down that kills the entire like concept of putting, mounting your beautiful TV up on the wall. Like you have all like 15 cords hanging down. This is what we interpret when we see your dick with a pile of fucking dirty laundry in the background. Like, a random sock laying there, a random rolled up piece of paper laying on the floor. It just translates to you're dirty and you probably, once again, don't clean out your foreskin. And so I'm not going to let you put that dick in my mouth or my ass. And you guys, to round this out, I really want to give you a little piece of advice in regards to evaluating nudes. And I don't, again, this might just be a bottom thing. But I really just want to stress this technique that I like to call the dick to hand size ratio. Now, one of my best friends and I kind of created this like technique where you basically evaluate a dick pic and pretty much, you know, because again, well, let's go back to like the stereotypical dude who's laying on his back, hasn't taken his fucking pants off. It's around his ankles or his knees or some shit like that. And he's holding his dick up erect with his hand holding the base, which is literally like the most typical dick pic that you will ever receive. This method is basically, the premise is that you can pretty much see how big the dick is based on the hand. Now, one of my best friends, he's such a size queen. He won't mess around with any guy that is over 7.5 inches, I think is what his, like, That's his rule. He doesn't back up on it. Like he will not fuck around with anybody under 7.5 inches. Honestly, I don't agree. I've stated this shit so many times on the show. I have had my fucking world rocked by like a 5-inch dick. Like, I am a firm believer that it's all about the motion in the ocean and size does not matter. But let's just be honest. We all love a big dick. We're all turned on by big dicks. And if a guy is professing that he has a 9-inch dick, we want to ensure that that guy actually has a 9-inch dick before we show up to his place, right? Well, you can honestly, pretty much, I would like to give this at least 80% accuracy when you look at the guy's hand and judge the hand size based on the dick size. Now, again, it can't be 100% foolproof because everybody has different sizes of hands, but as a general rule of thumb, most people's hands are about the same size, right? So you can sort of gauge the hand to the dick and evaluate in your mind whether or not it's a 6-inch dick or an 8-inch dick or a 12-inch dick. Who knows? But rest assured, like, I have gotten dick pics, so I'm like, damn, that is a huge dick. And when I show up to that guy's house, it is far smaller than what that photo presented. So this is just sort of a foolproof method. Well, it's not foolproof, but it's pretty close to foolproof on how you can like take this guy on whether he's lying to you about the size of his dick or not. Because we all know that guys like to lie about the size of their dick. Because after all, I'm 8.5 inches. Definitely not 8.5 inches, but that's neither here nor there. So the dick to hand size ratio, try it. The next time you get a dick pic from a guy on Grindr, see if you can gauge what you think his dick size is based on the size of his hand. And you guys, that's it. That's all I have to say about nudes. I really just want all of you to pay attention to these little details. The next time you snap a photo and send those nudes. So what do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. And if you didn't know the proper way to send a nude, well, now you do. And I don't want to hear any more excuses about your lighting, about what I'm seeing in the background. Just, you know what, listen, just send me all of your nudes and I will be happy to properly evaluate them and critique them for you. So fill up my DMs with all of your nudes. Oh, God. But, you know, with that, I just really want to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? What are some of the things that you can't stand or appreciate about people sending you their nude? Or is there a trick that you know that you don't think I covered this week? Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me all about it. Oh, God. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to find about the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Exposé segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. And pick your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride-related event, or just shit that you want to wear to the gym to ensure that you'll get fucked in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will search on Google for my nudes once again and hopefully find some this time with all of you next time. Exposé has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.